So what does playing in a new stadium mean to you?
I mean, that's a little bit of a loaded question, but I mean, it's really just cool to see it go from the very first hole in the ground to getting all the pipes in, to see it kind of come into this beautiful facility. So for us to just finally get in here, it's a lot of anticipation and a lot of just excitement.
Obviously, there's a lot of excitement around the new stadium, but there's softball to be played. What do you guys know about Auburn? What are y'all looking for in this series against them?
I think really just not to let this whole atmosphere kind of get in the way. I mean, it is a big weekend, and we know that we still do have to, at the end of the day, take care of business and win a couple games here. So for us, just staying true to our plan, not really worried about the hype of the facility and everything else, just remembering that we're still here to play a game and still doing the same things that we've needed to do all season.
How's Carlson different from other pitchers that you've faced in your career? What makes her so tough?
I mean, we've seen her before, so I think she definitely attacks the strike zone very well, and we know that all 4 years she's thrown a lot of strikes, and that's just our plan, is to hit those strikes, put a good swing on it. I think she's obviously had a great career, will have a great career in the NPF, so we're excited to kind of get to face some top-tier pitching weekend after weekend, and this weekend included.
It's senior weekend. How do you feel?
I know it is. I'm kind of sad. I mean, it's crazy because when we were in the stadium at Aggie Softball Complex the other weekend, it kind of felt like its own senior day, just because it was the last time us seniors were going to get to play on the field, and that's where most of our memories were. But to kind of get the whole shebang with all, like, the coaches' speeches and the players and the gag gifts that we give each other and all the real gifts that we give each other and the coaches and everything, it kind of – I don't feel like it's going to hit me until the day of, but it's definitely bittersweet, to say the least.
The day you pledged / signed A&M, did you expect to play in a new facility? I mean, how was that? I mean, I know you knew A&M softball pretty well.
Actually, whenever I signed, the idea was for it to be done, I think, either my sophomore or junior year. And just kind of as the years went on, you know, things happen, you get pushed back, delayed, you know. So I wasn't set one way or the other whether I was going to get to play on it or not. I was hoping. My fingers were crossed the whole time. And I remember last year when we were going to have the ribbon cutting ceremony, it got pushed back for I don't even know what it was. But I was just, man, I hope I get to play in it. I hope I get to play in it. And then being able to finally see it come up, and I was really shocked at how quick they got it done. I didn't think I was going to get to play on it. But now I get to say that we get to open up this weekend. It's really great, and I'm glad that all the hard work went into the stadium so that we could get one weekend on it at least.
Is there added pressure to win opening night in the new stadium?
I think there's a little bit of silent pressure, you know, from just the environment and all the fans coming out. It's going to be a packed house. It's going to be electric, as Coach has said. But I think, honestly, we just don't even need to worry about anything else. I'm excited for the large dugouts, but I think we definitely will have some added pressure, but not let that get to our head. You know, prepare for your moment and always be ready. Don't make any at bat more important than another one.
What's your favorite thing about the new stadium?
Ooh, I don't know. I really do like the dugouts. The dugouts are huge, and there's a lot of room for everybody to just kind of spread out and have their own room. But I really love the scoreboard. It's beautiful, and it's huge, and you can really see all of
it. It's a pretty good target.
Yeah, it's a really good target. Someone mentioned me on Twitter and was like, don't break it, and I was like, don't worry. But, yeah, it's beautiful. I just love being able to sit out there and watch it. We need to play a movie out there or something.
You've been in a bigger dugout in your career than since the dugout is so big.
Ooh, I don't know. I don't really have one that I think is bigger, but LSU had a big dugout. Also, Tennessee has some pretty big dugouts. But it's cool because Coach took aspects of all the SEC stadiums and all the really big stadiums to make her own custom dugout to what would fit our needs as the A&M softball team. So for us, I don't really think I've seen another dugout that looks like this, just because Coach made it one of a kind just for us. So, but there are some that are similar in some aspects, but I think ours is pretty much unique.
Now that it's here, what's your message to the Davises and the other donors that have stepped up and made it a reality?
Honestly, just a huge thank you. I mean, none of this would be here without you guys, and I know that we're on the field day in and day out, but it's all the hard work behind the scenes that has made this even a possibility, even a thought in the minds of all the people that have gone into creating this. And just a huge thank you from our entire team, our entire staff, everybody that is even a part of A&M softball. We just really appreciate all the thoughtfulness and obviously the donations that have gone into making this stadium. And I think it'll leave a lasting impact more than just this field. I think it'll make a big impact on people's lives as well.